Happily Ever After Scrolls, brought to you by Fairyweb, magically appearing on scrolls throughout Enchantasia for the past 10 years. Fairy Tale Reform School celebrates its 5th anniversary by Beatrice Bees. Poison apples? The sleeping curse? Becoming a wolf's supper? 5 years ago, the citizens of Enchantasia quaked in fear at such evil doing. Well, no more. Thanks to one formerly despised villain, wickedness and criminal behavior are being wiped off the map. In the days following Cinderella's wedding, no one would even sell me a loaf of bread, says Flora, the princess's stepmother. Yes, that Flora. The one and only step monster who used Cinderella as unpaid help and tried to trick the prince into marrying one of her other daughters. After Cinderella's misfortune became public, Flora was mortified. I did some wicked things after Cinderella's, pardon me, Princess Ella's father died, says Flora. I was a terrible example for my two daughters. If we wanted to show our faces in Enchantasia again, I knew we had to change, especially me. From that revelation, FTRS was born. Fairy Tale Reform School is the education program for the wicked and criminally mischievous that Flora created. It has won praise from Princess Ella herself for its success in turning villains into productive members of society. Flora's transformation is astonishing, Princess Ella told Happily Ever After Scrolls exclusively. I look forward to seeing their good works continue. The school's roster of former students turned teachers is huge. There's the Wolf. The esteemed Professor Xavier Wolfington teaches history. The Sea Witch. Madame Cleo is FTRS's etiquette expert. And the Evil Queen. Professor Harlow teaches psychology and runs group therapy sessions. Thanks to our teachings, crime in Enchantasia has dropped to an all-time low, Flora says proudly. Since it opened, FTRS has welcomed more than 100 gnomes, trolls, dwarfs, elves, merfolk, and other fairy tale students into its dormitories for grades 6 through 12 at its campus on the outskirts of Enchantasia near the Hollow Woods. To celebrate FTRS's 5th anniversary, profiles of FTRS's teachers will be magically popping up on Happily Ever After Scrolls in the coming weeks. Check your scrolls often for more coverage. Chapter 1. Picky. Sometimes spying on low-level royals can be so boring. They're easy to spot the minute they leave their precious royal world behind. With their pricey clothes, made-up faces, and clouds of perfume wafting behind them, girls like that stick out like sore thumbs when they get dropped off in town in their flashy carriages. So far this afternoon, I've tailed this bunch from the Gnomolia Bakery, where they made fun of the gnomes serving them their rhubarb cupcakes, to the one enchanted evening dress shop, where they scoffed at having dresses spun out of cotton, even though there was a silk shortage. Neither shop was a good place for me to steal some loot from them. But at Combing the Sea, which is overflowing with the most exotic trinkets money can buy, a person could easily be distracted by glittery things and accidentally lose something. There are racks upon racks of fancy hats and veils, and tables piled high with velvet and silk purses and scarves. Everything a princess in training might need if she doesn't have a fairy godmother to whip it up for her. But the jewelry and tiaras are what these royals are desperate to get their hands on. And they haven't even noticed me following them at all. Ha! On the other hand, Neil, the shop owner, has. Trolls are good at sniffing out trouble, and he knows my reputation.
Need help with something, Jilly?
He asks, eyeing me warily as he polishes the jewelry counter for the fourth time. Just looking. I make eye contact, so he knows I'm not scared of him. What can he do? So far, I'm just a 12-year-old potential customer. I can't get kicked out for browsing, can I? To blend in, I grab a ruby tiara and plop it on my head. I giggle when I see myself in the mirror. Me,